getting off to a good start up front and establishing the run game so they can't turn it loose pass rush.
Yeah. You nailed it. You know, that's what we want to do. Start fast. Always start fast. And as an offensive lineman, you want to get the run game going. You know, makes everything a little bit easier. So it's important, man. We're on the road. We really got to zone in and focus in today and get better and start fast.
How much is the first matchup against them part of looking at tape, et cetera, or do you guys just kind of leave that as a one-off?
No, you look at it. You look at it. You know, well, that's a friendly reminder of what happened. One, two, how they played you in that game and stuff like that. You know, but that was a while ago. So you glance at it, learn from it, and then look at the last few games to get a better feel of what they're doing.
That pass rush has had a lot of effective games this year with multi-sack games. What do you see out of them?
Good pass rush, you know.
What makes them so effective?
You know, well, they got a little bit of everything. They got speed, they got length, they got power, you know. You don't really see a lot of everything on one D-line, and it's kind of unique to them, and I think that's what a lot of the success has been coming from. They're multiple ways of pass rushing guys, and you know the corners help. You know, so it's a tough challenge, like every week is, and we just got to go to work and get better.
I don't know if you look at tape like this, but is there a common denominator of people who have had success against them that you've seen? Because it's not that long of a list.
Not really. I mean, you got to go out. It's game by game, you know. I think you get success with running the ball. That's just like you said earlier. You got to start out with the run and keep going at it, you know. But you also want to take shots downfield. So we have to have a balanced attack, you know. But starting fast will be huge.
What do you think about the job TJ did, just kind of sliding in there on a moment's notice?
You know, you're next man up, man. That's the NFL. I thought he did well. I thought he came out. He took control of the offense. You know, he had good leadership in the huddle. And, you know, he's clear mic points. I mean, we were rolling. So I thought he came in and did a good job. Sucks that Tom got hurt. You know, that's part of my fault, man. That's terrible. But the positive there is that TJ came in there and, you know, on that 2-minute drive, we went right down and scored. So that always feels good.
How about having the majority of practice reps with him this week? How much more have you seen that chemistry develop with him?
Yeah, that helps, you know, just listening to his voice, you know, in the huddles and his cadence and all that stuff. So whenever you get more reps with a guy, whether it be up front or in the back end here, it always helps.
Obviously, during the game, you're not necessarily going to see what happened with Tom in the video there. The referee standing over it might have been the only one who's seen it after seeing it and how he reacted to it. As a player, not just because you're a lineman, but just as an NFL player, how does that make you feel about how it was handled and things like that?
I think we need to improve on it. You know, when it's something like that, which was serious, you know, every concussion is serious. Every case is also different, you know. So I think we need to do something a little bit better to where even the guys up top, I don't know if they use video or not, but they should, you know, because in the video you can catch something like that where if you're just standing around, you know, refs looking over here, over there, not everybody's looking at that. So I think we need to get better there too, you know, not just our guys, but the NFL as a whole.